How are you, Kyle?
Doing great, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. A couple questions I have for you. Number one, in the Republican convention, I know that they were the Republican Party convention was more of a celebration of its victories than really conducting any business.
Yeah, I mean, they got one last toast, I guess, amongst all of them, where they got to celebrate how great they did in 2010. They picked a new chairman for the 2011-2012 campaign season. Bobby Shostak was their finance chair in the last cycle when they were able to raise $29 million. So they feel like with Bobby Shostak as their new chair, that they can duplicate those kind of efforts going into their next campaign cycle when their focus is going to be on Debbie Stabenow and winning the state of Michigan for the Republican presidential nominee, whoever that's going to be.
Now, when you look at everything that Debbie Stabenow has tried to accomplish, bringing monies back to Michigan, supporting programs, supporting the auto industry, is supporting President Barack Obama and Obamacare going to be her downfall or at least something that she's going to be challenged on?
I think it will be. Right now, it's certainly not a popular thing. But, you know, again, the Democrats got a couple years to try and change the image of the national health care law and frame it in a way that is appealing to independents in the middle America. I think they let that issue just completely get away from them 2 years ago. I mean, there's a reason why we had national health care. It was because we were having kids without coverage and people without coverage. Insurance bills were going out of control. People who were getting sick were getting their health care dropped. I mean, there were some real reasons why we did what we did, but the Democrats just let the Republicans frame it in a philosophical argument that got completely lost from them, and then they just kind of gave up there at the end. We've got a couple years to reframe that from the Democratic standpoint, and I think that they'll be able to do that.
Kyle, where do we stand as far as the Michigan business tax is concerned?
Well, we got to have some bills introduced that would represent what Rick Snyder wants to do. We found out last week that Rick Snyder has been talking with the business community and has a general idea on what he wants to do. He wants to make a corporate income tax for businesses that is about as simple as you can possibly make it. The bill that was circulated among the lobbyists, and it's not a bill yet, it's a draft of a bill. The governor can't introduce a bill. The legislature has to do that. But it's a draft of a bill, and it's only 29 pages, and only in that the current Michigan business tax is significantly more because of all the various credits that we allow for the Michigan business tax. But this is a very stripped-down version of a business tax. The idea is that we want to bring business here. We want to make the tax simple and easy to understand. And so he's got that passing around the business community. I mean, from here on out, then, it's going to be comments coming into Rick Snyder about maybe ways that he could improve the tax or other ideas, and then the legislature will probably introduce it. Rick Snyder will get one of his friends over in the House or the Senate side to introduce it. They'll hold some hearings on it, and they'll probably have a repeal bill for the Michigan business tax going alongside of this new corporate tax so that we don't have any of this emergency situation we had a few years ago where we eliminated the single business tax and then we didn't know what we were going to replace it with for a half a year.
How has this information been received, and when do you expect it to hit the floor?
Well, so far it's been received fairly well, I think, except, you know, it's going to be apparently a net tax cut, it looks like, of $1.5 billion, but it's also going to have to recognize the credits that are already out there, the mega credits, the brownfield credits, the film credits, among the various other credits that are out there on the Michigan business tax. We're going to have to honor those in some way with this next tax, so that's going to take a lot of cut out of it. But, you know, all these tax credits that we have issued were done for a reason. They were done for a specific industry, and so they're going to be end up not having those credits when everything is phased in. And there's also various, I don't know, the term is called loopholes, but they're tax expenditures. I mean, there's $30 billion out there in tax expenditures, which means exceptions to the tax code. whether it's the homestead credit or the fact that we don't pay sales tax on food and medicine in this state. I mean, those are all things or exceptions that are out there for our tax code. And so the governor is going to be looking at various tax exceptions that are out there and try and find ones that don't make sense anymore. And I'm not talking about drugs and the homestead exemption tax. I don't think those are anything he's looking at. But there's various other exceptions that are out there that apply to the business community that may not be, I guess, relevant anymore. And so along with this new business tax, he's going to be looking at those tax exceptions, exemptions, and kind of flattening out the tax structure. So we can expect to see a lot of that here, too, in the weeks ahead.
Kyle, should state workers expect that they're going to see some cuts in their benefits and wages?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, I think he's going to lay the groundwork for that, actually, today. He's going to be meeting with the business leaders from Michigan. He's going to be showing the data that he's going to be working from as far as what state employee benefits are compared to the rest of the state. And we're not, I shouldn't just say state employees, I'm going to be saying public employees as well. That includes teachers, local government employees, and how much they pay to the, in their benefits compared to the private sector. I think he's going to be, in the end, calling for an evening out of that to make things equal, if they're not equal already. And, you know, I think they're going to have to expect that if you're a public employee.
And Kyle, education, there's information out there floating around where the higher education is going to be asked to freeze wages that they pay, and that also there's going to be some cuts in the benefits that they receive.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, too, with the university employees. I mean, they're technically public employees, too, and so I think there's going to be a push on that end, too.
And before we let you go, Kyle, what else is going to be happening in Lansing this week?
Well, I think we're going to start maybe seeing a little bit more discussion on this repeal of the state's item pricing law. I think that the governor is going to want to get that through the legislature as quickly as possible, and not necessarily because the state needs to repeal that law like tomorrow, but I think that it's important for him to get a quick legislative win out of the way so that when it comes down to doing something a lot harder, like passing a new business tax for the state or his budget, which is going to be very difficult to pass as well, that he's kind of got some momentum building. You know, you like to start things off a little easy on these kind of things. And so, you know, he's got both chambers of the legislature that are Republican and are going to be sympathetic, you would think, to repealing something that the retailers have wanted out for some time. And so, you know, you start that in the committee process. You get talking about how this is a cost in the end on consumers and get the Republicans to pass it. I don't think that this is going to be done without a fight, though. I do believe we're going to see organized labor, the commercial food workers, are going to be out against it. I think you're going to see consumer groups, Progress Michigan, AARP, among others, saying, you know, there's a reason why we keep these little stickers on these items. And it's just to make it clear to the consumer how much they're paying for, and then that's really important. And there's also, I think, going to be some debate about how much this saves the consumer, if it actually does at all. I mean, the savings in not doing the item pricing law is you don't have to hire that person to go with a little sticker gun and nab everything, right? So now these big stores can, you know, lay off a person or two if they want, because they don't have to do that anymore. But I think that's about it.
And Kyle, so much information and talk about medical marijuana in today's Detroit Free Press, today's Detroit News, on the front page of today's Lansing State Journal, there's stories. I'm not talking about a repeal of that law, but is there any talk at the state capitol about perhaps clarifying those laws more?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Especially on the Republican end of things. I mean, yeah, I think that lawmakers feel like we need to have a little bit more firm ground rules on exactly how we're applying this law. I think the police agencies are demanding that, too, because I think they're a little lost in the woods on exactly under what circumstances they can be arresting people. And, you know, the growers, if they're growing for someone, I think that it's kind of unclear. I mean, you're seeing these pot shops that are opening up and down Michigan Avenue, among other places. And, You know, I think the law enforcement community in particular wants some guidelines on exactly how they're going after these folks. And, you know, that's going to take a lot of work, because this law was purposely passed fairly, the wording was pretty nebulous as to what it all means. And, that was done, I think, for a reason, because you kind of introduce this into the public and kind of see how things work out, and then you can model stricter laws and regulations around it once you see, like, where the problem areas are. And, you know, it's been a couple years now. We're starting to see that there are some issues that need to be resolved, and I think the lawmakers are going to be handling that in their respective judiciary committees here fairly soon.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the MIRS newsletter. I read it every morning. Go to mirsnews.com and sign up. A lot of politicians in the state of Michigan read you, Kyle. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony. Have a good one.